This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Chargers Buccaneers Week 4, early Sunday afternoon game on the schedule. The Bucks Bulletin was conceived and is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I look forward to seeing Jeremy Roberts, Colin Cunningham, and the Brandon Legal Group foursome at my sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXVII this weekend at West Chase Golf Club. They are bringing a gift basket as part of the Todd Wright Tour prize draft. They provided shirts for all players at the previous Todd Wright Tour Championship. Brandon Legal Group wants you to know they are a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. You simply reach out when you are in need of legal assistance for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. And remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Again, Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Thank you for listening to Episode 4 of the Bucks Bulletin, Bucks at 2-1. This is your exclusive fantasy preview of this game only that we have done for three seasons now as it relates to the fantasy matchup and what you might be able to get out of your season-long leagues out of players in this game, or there are some daily elements as well because I play daily on a regular basis, specifically with DraftKings. There is no showdown mode for just this game, as there has been, I think, for the previous 3 weeks of Buccaneers games, which with so much light on the Buccaneers and Brady and Gronkowski, at least as of the time I'm recording this, 5:30 Eastern time on Thursday, I see no showdown just for Chargers and Buccaneers only in a captain mode on DraftKings. Yet I have looked at the pricing, have factored in some other things as it relates to that. Because of the injury to Chris Godwin, because of the, let's not call it benching, but less work a week ago after a fumble off a 19-yard run for Joshua Kelly. Now, some claim if Austin Eckler had handled the ball better, there's a touchdown for the Chargers to win the game at the end against the Carolina Panthers. Eckler was unable to hold on to the ball on a lateral, and some think had he done so, he would have made his way into the end zone for a game-winning score on a play that apparently the Chargers had been saving and they had worked on a lot, and Eckler wasn't able to hold on. I don't think it was that great of a lateral. Certainly not reminiscent of the effectiveness of one of the more famous laterals in the 21st century, which was late in the Boise State Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma. Nevertheless, we'll just go by position here. Tom Brady is still borderline QB1. He's not producing huge numbers, not doing much with his legs. He had that early rushing touchdown in week one against the Saints on a sneak. You cannot expect to get much rushing production from Brady, as the trend is now with so many of the better and the top one or two tier fantasy quarterbacks to supplement fantasy production with rushing touchdowns and rushing attempts for yardage. Brady's not going to give you that. The yardage is okay. It's not spectacular, and that's why if you drafted him to be your QB1, he's giving you, I'd say, the floor of QB1 numbers, but at this point, you're probably losing out head-to-head most weeks at the quarterback position because Brady isn't doing enough through the air and throwing touchdowns to overcompensate for his lack of production on the ground. That's just where he's at right now. It may or may not change. Justin Herbert is the likely starter for week four. This will be his third start. The number one draft pick out of Oregon, playing because of the punctured lung as a result of a team doctor offering a shot, a painkilling shot, to Tyrod Taylor. To me, I've never understood what the fascination was for Anthony Lynn and the Charger coaches with Tyrod Taylor. You drafted Herbert with, what, the sixth overall pick. Go ahead and play him. And he's jumped right in, especially in week two, with very little notice. And he's looked the part of a starting quarterback. So he gets the start again in this one. He'll obviously face a much more difficult defensive assignment than he did in the Carolina Panther game. But honestly, and even DraftKings doesn't price Herbert that much further down than a Tom Brady. At this point, Herbert is a serviceable QB1. He's more of a QB2 at this point, but his numbers aren't that far off from what Tom Brady has done the last couple of weeks. The running back position going into week three, touches were basically equal on the Charger side between Austin Eckler, who many of you drafted to be either an RB1 or an RB2, and Joshua Kelly, a rookie. Kelly had a setback. Part of it was probably the fumble. Part of it was probably the game flow against Carolina, but it was a step back for Kelly. I wouldn't be playing Kelly this week. Not in the matchup, not based on what happened last week. Eckler's touches certainly merit him continuing to be in your lineup, to be a starter, whether he is your RB1 or he'd be an even better RB2 if you have someone above him like an Ezekiel Elliott, a Dalvin Cook, an Alvin Kamara, and so on. Now, look, if you have Derrick Henry, and we now have confirmation, there will be no Titans-Steelers game this week. They will treat this as the Titans Steelers bye week. So if you're losing Derrick Henry, for example, as I am, and Eckler, say, I don't own Eckler, but Eckler was your RB2, you can feel good about him being on the fringe there for RB1 for a week, and hopefully you have someone else on your bench that you can plug in that has a maybe an even better matchup than Eckler that can give you some RB2 numbers. But Eckler's been pretty good through the first 3 weeks and a step in the direction that his fantasy owners want to see with his workload and production in week three. From the Buccaneers standpoint, step back for owners of Fournette, as Fournette did not see as many touches as Ronald Jones. There continues to be this talk of the hot hand in Tampa Bay that does you no favors if you're an owner of Fournette or an owner of Ronald Jones. If you drafted, I would imagine both Fournette and Jones were drafted to be RB2s. And at this point, you know, Fournette had the big, the big game two with the long run, but a step back in week three. With Jones having more of the workload, nothing spectacular from Ronald Jones. At this point, I wouldn't necessarily and Chargers are a decent defense. I wouldn't feel good if I have other options about starting Fournette or Jones as an RB2 in week four. I think the only running back that is definitely a starter out of this game in season-long leagues, and DraftKings certainly agrees based on the pricing, would be Austin Eckler. And both teams know a little something about stopping running backs, although the Bucs do give up, I think it's top 5 yards per catch to running backs out of the backfield, which even favors Eckler a little bit more. Maybe gets a Joshua Kelly going, depending on the game flow, if the Chargers entrust Kelly with more touches after the fumble last week. Wide receiver position, Godwin is out. This week, that means if you're a Mike Evans owner, you're feeling good about that. Evans with just 2 receptions in week three, but they were both for touchdowns. It's almost like he was playing an old school tight end position when there were just tight end specialists who caught 1-yard touchdowns going back 10, 15, 20 years ago. But the good part is that Tom Brady and Mike Evans trust each other near the goal line. You're still looking for more production out of Mike Evans overall. You want more touches. You want more action down the field, 10, 15, 20-yard gains. You can't be that touchdown dependent. You can't count on two receptions for two scores. But with no Godwin and also what Scotty Miller banged up, and really the Bucs wide receivers overall banged up, Evans is definitely in your lineup this week. From the Chargers standpoint, Keenan Allen just continues to produce. I've probably had as much of a love-hate relationship with Keenan Allen as an owner and just an observer over the 5 years that I've been doing the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. But he had a solid game against Carolina. Granted, that's Carolina. But Keenan Allen gets his share. I believe he was targeted, I think, 19 times. He caught 13 of them. He works crossing routes. Last year, he had a good stretch where he was getting red zone targeted. So you can feel comfortable if you believed in Keenan Allen. You can feel comfortable about starting him this week as well, and he doesn't seem to be that impacted by game flow. From a tight end standpoint, we'll start with the charge. No other Charger wide receiver stands out to me. No other Buck wide receiver stands out to me. So we'll go to the tight ends very briefly. From the Charger standpoint, Hunter Henry's floor seems pretty safe. If you have to start a tight end, Hunter Henry is one that last week was what, the third week in a row where I think he touched the ball five times, either touched the ball five times or he had five targets. There are some who are surprised he's not more involved near the goal line. And then others would point out that the Chargers are doing their scoring from outside the 10-yard line and haven't been able to run those kind of specialty plays for Hunter Henry in short yardage situations. Perhaps they will come this week or in a future week. But Henry's problem has always just been he can't stay healthy enough to play. He's kind of been a poor man's Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed just got hurt again. He was putting up really good numbers with Nick Mullins with the Niners, then gets hurt early in the Jets game. Same old Jordan Reed. You just unfortunately wonder when Hunter Henry gets hurt, but he's been healthy and somewhat productive and involved the first 3 weeks. It was a more productive week for Rob Gronkowski with what? The six grabs in week three, which lessened what went O.J. Howard's way. It was encouraging for those of you that overvalued Gronk getting a little bit of a return on your investment if you're playing Gronk in a mandatory tight end league. The snap count is up. This thought of a pitch count, which I said never works in any sport except baseball. Gronk's snap count is now in week three was in the 90% range, and Bruce Arians says it's going to stay there. Look, I don't play mandatory tight end leagues. I don't commission mandatory tight end leagues. I would not have an interest in starting Henry, Gronkowski, or O.J. Howard in any of my leagues this week. But in mandatory tight end leagues, you can make a case for Gronkowski and Henry, not so much for an O.J. Howard this particular week. So there's your Bucs bulletin. There's your fantasy exclusive preview and thoughts on Bucs Chargers week four. Remember to also listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We've already cranked out a couple of those for week four. We'll crank out another one, look at some other games this week, talk about the abrupt bye week for the Titans and Steelers and how that might affect you in replacing, say, a Derrick Henry or James Conner. That is the original podcast, which this is a spinoff of. And remember, you can email me with your fantasy questions and asking for a second opinion. I do not set your starters. I will offer you a second opinion, but I want to hear what you're thinking, and then I'll either agree with you or offer you another thought. The keyword this week for week four, if you want an email back, is fumble. Please include fumble in the subject line of your email or fumble somewhere early on in your email so I know you're listening to one of the fantasy podcasts. That shows you are giving me your time, and I will certainly give you my time in returning your email at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition is again a creation and a presentation of Brandon Legal Group. When you're in need of legal assistance, call them anytime for a free consult. And remember, you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thank you for listening.